all the major corporations are in this silent weapons assault and attack upon global humanity. And the definition, of course, for the silent weapons attack, it is a stealth attack. They use subversive methods where people don't even realize they're being subdued by a weapon. They tell us on page 8 of the document that it is a biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of individuals of a society by knowing, that's where quantum computing is coming in now, as we've discussed last night.
Well, this is all easier than shooting fish in a barrel for them. It's overkill. They've got too much. We're electrical beings first and chemical second. Most people don't know that. Electronically,
right.
We are completely dominated by this technology.
That's absolutely right. I mean, we're water, and what holds it together but frequencies and energy? And I can only say it's diabolical what is ahead of us. But getting back to the Aquarius document, just a couple of things about that, and we'll jump into the NASA war plan. But they say on page 2 about mind control, chemical and polypharmaceutical saturation has been achieved over the past 20 years. It has been achieved by deliberate, overt introduction through exposure or contamination on behalf of the population base in everyday usage of public water supplies, airborne pollutants, that would be our chemtrails and other pollutants, and chemical agents in a wide variety of foodstuffs. They go on to tell us that the following of this outline, this Aquarius operations briefing, mind control procedure, it really came about after World War II. And they go on to tell us that the objective of the briefing is to make all personnel in some population bases in civilian structure aware of the project's plan for full implementation. They go on to tell us that the procedures will allow the Aquarius operation and other world intelligence groups within the Circle of Seven, which is a secret society alliance, to achieve their goals of an unarmed, docile, and compliant world population if they're not prevented from doing so. They also tell us on page 49 of this Aquarius document that is a plan of the Aquarius Group operations and the Circle of Seven CEOs to implement their various forms of mind control to augment a basic intolerance of each other, whatever guise is necessary. In other words, causing internal conflict between all of us because these frequencies increase anger. And I'm going to pause at this moment and recommend everyone go to stopthecrime.net. You will see on the home page for mass distribution a warning that we recommend you all read and distribute to your police chief and your fire chief in all of your cities nationwide. Get this document out far and wide. This will explain what their wireless communications devices will do to their brains because of the pulsed microwave radiation. And this is tetra radiation, and everyone needs to read this. Barry Trower and other scientists put this together, and you need to download it. But another quick insertion right here. We do have a solutions page on stopthecrime.net because the assault is massive. And just as many people have been getting water purification devices, you now need to look at methods in which you can reduce the frequencies that are being intentionally beamed into your homes, into your house wires. It's dirty electricity. It's coming out of your light sockets in your homes, but you can return much of this and go to the solutions page because we talk about Stetsers, and I can tell you we know many people who are now using those, and they can test with meters in your home, and you can see the reduced frequency. So I can tell you, also, you must get off your wire box spring mattresses. Women must stop wearing underwire bras. Victoria's Secret really does have a big secret. Everything about them goes along with the New World Order design for sexual fabric, sexual garments, even the way that things are displayed in advertisement.
Yeah,
when you look
sure?
at the New World Order Exposed document, mm-hmm. you find this all a way in which they degrade our morality and just treat us like animals.
You
but
know,
also, you need to consider your eyewear. You should not be wearing metal eyeglass frames. Go to plastic, because the metal eye frames act as an antenna, just like the other wire in your beds, underwire box springs, and that acts as an antenna, and it radiates you. But I want to go on with the Aquarius document. Because
well, one thing, we got just a minute or so before the break, but the idea of coiled springs in a mattress or a box spring, I honestly was warning people about this when I first started doing the program. That's about 20 years ago now, more than 20 years ago. But those wires collect electromagnetic frequencies, concentrate them, and then re-radiate them. And if
That's
you think
exactly
you're not
right.
getting a good night's sleep, you best check your bed, because chances are you have a box spring and or a mattress that are full of metal coils. And you don't want those.
And or even a wire headboard, even a metal headboard.
Exactly.
So you've got to create a safe sleeping location, because your immune system is being jammed intentionally. And Jeff, on StopTheCrime.net, at the top where you see the scrolling, we have a brand new article. It's actually a scientific report on wire box spring mattresses. And I recommend that everyone look at every single scrolling item at the top of StopTheCrime.net and read it carefully and slowly, because many of the most important things are posted right there as well.
I haven't seen anything on wire box springs and mattresses for years. I'm going to go get that and link to it from my site. This is something people don't understand. I've had 100% latex mattress and no spring, just a platform, for close to 20 years now. I got onto that a long time ago. And no way. And how do you tell people, well, we just spent $2,000 for this bed. What are we going to do, throw it in the trash? Well, it's a question you have to decide on your own. Latex, organic latex mattresses are the only way to go. That's it. Cotton, there's some good cotton ones out there too, but if you can get the latex, wonderful. Anyway, all right. So on the scroll up at the top, I'm going to look during the break here and see if I can find that. I'm going to pull that over. That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, stand by.
Yeah,
we'll be back
important.
with Deborah in just a couple minutes. Hold on. Just a couple minutes. Hold on. Okay, welcome back. And Deborah, wouldn't you know it, a DDoS attack in our first half hour knocked all of our live streams off the air for 4 minutes or so. We're back up and running now, and the Encore program should be just fine. The archive will be fine, but no coincidences. So we were hit hard with a DDoS attack. Our network folks were able to straighten it out and get us right back up and running. So they don't miss a thing, these people.
Well, then we better continue with what we're talking about, because
yeah.
we've got to get it out there. And I'll just continue with the Aquarius operations briefing, just a few more comments about it. They say that eventually all of the frequencies in mind control will eventually lead to internal unrest and an occupation by the United Nations forces, who will be under orders to keep the peace of the host country.
Again, where did the Aquarius document come from?
This was leaked to us. There were a few people that had possession of this document, and one person held it. Well, those people held it for many years, and this particular group held it for years, and it was known that the briefing document contained small punctuation errors, so that each copy was different, and it could be traced if it was ever leaked. But this source is deceased, so this has been released, and because, of course, it doesn't matter if it's tracked to them. They're
Got
no
it.
Longer with us.
Right.
And this has been requested to get this out far and wide. I can only tell you that what you hear in this document is certainly everything we know to be true. And they go on to tell us about part of their agenda part of the current agenda has been very successful under projects REACH, R-E-A-C-H, and Belfry, in programming and queuing selected individuals who have in turn carried out program, procedure, and open fire on other civilians in public areas all across the United States. They go on to tell us, it is part of the Aquarius operation to bring about in a more repetitive pattern over a period of many years in order to increase the callous disregard for human life by others who reside in high population density zones. Especially targeted are large urban areas where street gangs are prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
In the overall scenario of senseless, unprovoked killings increasing as time passes, the Aquarius operation feels they will eventually condition the public to welcome the eventual confiscation of firearms, setting of curfews, mandatory barcodes, which will, of course, be implanted and inserted under our skin, and general areas of martial law. And they go on to tell us that, and of course, the Constitution is gone. And as you said when you opened up the show, we are the enemies. And you can go, we are the enemies. And remember, as long as the White House maintains a national emergency, we remain classified as enemies of the state. And you can go and look at Senate Report Number 93549. That's 93549. 1973. And you can also go to stopthecrime.net. We have that Senate report right there where we talk about the fact that we have all been expatriated in 1933. We have all been collateralized against the debt, our children, our sweat equity, our real estate, everything was fraudulently collateralized against the debt. Our grandparents did not know about this. And you can go and look at The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by Judge Dale, and other reports and Senate documents, all referenced and documented material. When you understand you are the enemy of the state, then you suddenly realize why we're being poisoned by our air, food, and water. This is intentional because we are the enemies, and that's why the NASA war document will make sense to you. But just concluding, a few more comments about the Aquarius operations briefing. They say that part of the Aquarius operations is to bring about, in a more repetitive pattern, again, martial law. They go on to talk about, it is felt with many that the erosion of constitutional rights will be readily accepted by the majority in return for government promises of elimination of gang killings, mass killings by lone gunmen, and termination of drug trafficking in all areas. And, of course, we know the underbody of black ops and funding is drug trafficking, human trafficking, sex slavery, and enslavement, sacrificial sacrifices, the consumption of small children for ritual sacrifices. It is unbelievably horrific. But they go on to talk about how the important role that sedation of the population through various chemical, biological, and radio frequency manipulation has been obtained in order to achieve the overall goal of a one-world ruling structure. They told us by the year 2000 or 2003. So the documents that I'm reading, Jeff, tell us that they're at least a dozen years behind their target date, but they're fast approaching.